Indie Media.
Carburg, yes, mine, cabinet, and politicians.
Indie Media.
I just feel really strongly on this tune. I just got
Indie Media.
Yeah, get the message. We're listening to RTRFM 92.1 and the Perth Indie Media Radical Radio Show. I'm Al.
And I'm Ray.
And on the phone with us is...
Tonya.
How you going, Tonya?
Good, how are you?
Cool. Now, that was Combat Wombat we just listened to, and they were that was...
Police Brutality.
Police Brutality, which you're no stranger to.
No. Oh, well, they weren't brutal to me, I must say, but I have seen police brutality up close and personal.
Mm. So, yeah, well, you've been on the show various times about talking about Baxter and refugee rights, and you had been to Woomera when there was the breakout in 2002?
Yep.
And then in at Baxter again in 2003, and then back again this year in 2005.
Yep.
And you'd probably be going back again and again and again until they...
I'm sick of it.
Yeah. Cool. Good on you. So, and also, you were arrested at over Easter at the Baxter Detention Centre outside doing something naughty. What were you doing?
I was arrested for trespass on Commonwealth land. The reason why I was trespassing is because myself and four other people had jumped the fence to break part of the Baxter fence, break part of the main Baxter fence with a grappling hook.
Okay, so...
Which we achieved before the police got to us. We had our hands in the air, and I was just about down on the ground before the police even got to us. So, yeah, and so we said, yes, we understand we're under arrest. And off we went. 6 hours later, we were released.
Okay, so and then you so you were charged with trespass, and some of the other guys were charged with trespass and criminal damage.
Yeah, I think there might have been one criminal damage and one property damage. So I think it just depended on the policeman at the time as to what we were charged with and whether they saw us with the rope in our hand or whatever. But at the moment, I've just got trespass.
Okay. Now, on Friday, I received an email to Perth Indie Media. Pro-refugee activists appeared in Port Augusta Magistrates Court on Friday for the first hearing of various Commonwealth and South Australian charges related to alleged offences at Baxter Immigration Detention over Easter. The court heard 22 charges involving trespass, property damage, resist arrest, disorderly behaviour, unlawful possession, carrying an offensive weapon, that's hilarious, relating to 16 defendants. Perth resident Ishko pleaded guilty of disorderly behaviour. The court heard he'd removed his clothes in the company of a police officer and a bare-breasted woman. His lawyer said had expressed his protest in a... Oh, no, that's the magistrate said he had expressed his protest in a rather uninhibited manner. And his lawyer, Llewellyn Jones, said this man wished love, peace and happiness to all people and the court. And he got off.
He was also showing that the Australian government had been caught with their pants down.
Yes, I think that's beautiful. What a great demonstration of protest.
Yes.
Now, the other interesting thing about that, so he was the only one who was charged that day, who was...
who actually had their case heard.
Yeah, and the remaining defendants were not required to enter a plea and remanded on bail until their hearing set for July 8.
Mm.
So what's going on there?
Well, I can only speak on behalf of myself, really, in terms of my case, and I imagine this probably goes for the other four Perth people as well, and I believe there was one other person who had been charged, but his charges were dropped because he got caught up in the fray and mysteriously had some footage go from his video camera, but that's another story. So in terms of myself, I think our defence team actually want prosecution to produce more evidence as to the ownership of the land that we were on.
So basically, looking from what I know, it's during the Woomera protests, various people were arrested for trespass, yet they got off the charge.
Yes, because apparently the deed for the land hadn't been executed correctly, so technically nobody owned the land, and you can't be charged with trespass if nobody owns the land. So. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the case for us, But it's definitely, I mean, if you're being, if it's alleged that you're trespassing on somebody's land, it is up to them to actually prove that their land owns or belongs to them.
I see.
So I think it's only fair and reasonable that the Commonwealth be required to provide evidence that the land is actually deeded to them before they try and charge us with trespass. So, yeah, we'll just have to wait. We should know the outcome of that in a couple of weeks, but our cases aren't being heard again in Port Augusta until the 5th of August.
Oh, okay.
And fortunately, we won't be required to attend then either, and we won't have warrants issued.
For non-attendance in court?
Attendance or for breach of bail, so... which is a great outcome for all of us, and so we just have to make, once we find out, once our lawyers find out all of the information, we just have to make a decision on whether we plead guilty or not guilty.
So you didn't obviously, because I know that you personally were going to plead guilty to the charge, and so you got a chance to read out your statement.
Yes, well, I mean, I felt that there was a need for me to trespass. I felt a need to actually try and challenge the fences that the government, the Commonwealth government, erect around these people. And I really think that more people need to challenge that, and more people need to actually say, well, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, we all feel so passionate. There's many people out there in the refugee rights movement that feel passionately about this, and, you know, there's people calling out for a Royal Commission, which needs to occur. There's people who are doing many different and varied things in terms of getting the point across about how abhorrent this policy of mandatory detention is. But me personally, I've just felt that I had to take it to another level, and that was, yes, I'm willing to have a criminal conviction against my name, because I just can't stand by and watch this occur anymore. I just can't. And I don't know how any of us can stand by and watch this happen, especially with everything that we're finding out in the last couple of weeks. I mean, this started when we found out that Cornelia Rao was an Australian citizen, and then we hear then that possibly 33 people, Australian citizens, have been in detention or wrongfully detained. And then we hear that, well, that number could be up to 100 in the last 3 or 4 years. And
in the then last we hear, year, that was, a year and a bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then we hear that an Australian citizen had actually been deported while her child was put into foster care in Australia. And then the a court accuses the federal government of failing in its duty of care towards asylum seekers. We know that everybody in Baxter is, all the asylum seekers in Baxter are just going insane because of the conditions there. I mean, these things, they just keep adding up and mounting up, and we have known for years how bad this is, and it shouldn't take someone's death or the deportation of an Australian citizen, let alone an Iranian, an Arab-Iranian, back to Iran, you know, before we stand up and we say, excuse my language, fuck that. No, we can't let it happen anymore.
And it's
Ruddock, yeah. Vanstone, and Ruddock is the Attorney General and the Prime Minister for Immigration. They all need to be told, you can't do it anymore.
Well, why do you think they're doing it? I mean, this is like we're deporting our own citizens. We're detaining our own citizens, and then we're deporting people to their deaths. We're locking up men, women, and children for years and years at a time. I mean, what's it all about? What's going on here? It's costing taxpayers a lot of money. It's costing the government money.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I think that's a $64 million question. But as far as I can answer that, I think Howard has this... Menzies, you know, complex. You know, he wants to be the greatest prime minister in Australia and the longest serving and all the rest of it. Now, and I think in Howard's eyes, Menzies was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, to Howard. And you know, we had the White Australia policy. Well, you know, and I think this is a subversive White Australia policy. If it was called that today, no one would stand for it. But we can. It's disguised. I think Howard is a master of subterfuge, you know, if that's the right word. And this policy that they've put in place and they've reinforced it and reinforced it is just a white drape by another name. And I think as soon as we get rid of that, and in order to do that, I think we need to get rid of the Liberal government. I'd prefer to get rid of government altogether, but I think until we can do that, people aren't going to start saying, "Oh, it really was bad." You know, the way we treated these people really was disgusting, and because Cornelia gets locked up because she's got an accent. Mm. And she can't give a correct name. This other woman gets deported because I can only put it down to the colour of her skin, you know, because she did actually give her first and her middle name. Now, why they couldn't find that, you know, in the records, I've got no idea. Can we only search for people using the first and last names? It's just crazy. We're just not asking questions. The Australian government is not asking questions of people. Someone posted a joke on one of the email loops that they'd heard on another radio station yesterday, saying that this chick wanted to get a tattoo on her forehead saying that I am an Australian citizen, you know, just in case she was in a car accident. No, it's come to that, and I think that would be a great action if we all made up little stickers and you know, put them on our forehead. But it's a great argument for the Australia card.
Don't go there, girlfriend. All right, well, hey, good luck with your court case when it does come up, and keep us informed.
I don't need luck. I'm actually putting forward that I believe the Australian government has a case to answer in my need to trespass. Yeah.
Indeed. I mean, they forced you into it.
That's right. They made me do it. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Tonya, and I'll see you soon. And, yeah, thanks for being on the Indie Media Show.
No worries, thank you.
Cool.
Thanks. Okay, see you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Corporate media, corporate music, corporate government, fuck all of y'all. Corporate media, corporate music, corporate government, fuck all of y'all. Who do you pay to hear a song? Does the real author get a dime? Who get the rights of the real creators? Fuck all of y'all.